The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf nun tet. Today's daf is being studied. Now, Inu Nishmat, Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem, Tanihenu began Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied, Lichbod, Nishmat, the Tzaddik, Rabbeinu, Hayim ben Atar, Zechuto, Yagen Alenu, Va'al Kol Amo Yisrael, Amen. That today is his Yotzeit. We begin today's daf on Nun Chet Amud Bet, and we start two lines from the bottom. Ba'amine Rabbi Chaya Bar Yosef, Mishmuel. Question was asked from Rabbi Chaya bar Yosef to Shemuel. Kohen gadol shekadesh et haketana ubagra tachtav mahu. The din is like this. So Kohen gadol, according to this opinion at least, we're going to see, is not allowed to marry a bogeret. That's a girl already that has matured. She's already 12 years and 6 months. She reached an age of maturity that's called bagrut. A Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry her. According to this opinion, he's only allowed to marry a Ketana or a Ne'ara. But once already he marries, initially, at the time of Bagrut, the marriage is invalid. So now the question is asked like this. He married the girl, meaning Kiddushin, when it was legal to him, meaning when she was a Ketana or a Ne'ara. But he did not consummate it until she was a bogeret. So therefore, the question over here is it legal or not? Well, what does the question depend on? So that she first says, bottom line, ubagna tahtav, bime rusin, v'chohen gadol asur bebogeret kedamrina bematnitim. We're going to see the next Mishnah that clearly forbids a kohen gadol to go to bogeret. Umitzvato beketana o bene'ara. So the question is, Gemara, Mau, Bata Nisuin Azlina. Do you go after the Nisuin, and since the Nisuin she was a bogeret, therefore the marriage is going to be invalid, or Batar Irusin Azlina? Or do you go after Irusin? And since the Irusin was legal because she was a Ketana Ne'ara, it's okay. So that's really the Gemara's question. Look at that. She Mau Lekonsa Mishibagra Olo. Which means, can you make Nisuin when she became a bogeret or not? So Gemara says, Amar Le, so he answered him. He tells him, Tanituha. He says, what are you talking about? So we learned it in our Mishnah. What did it say in our Mishnah? Nitarmelu or Nitgareshu. Mina Nisuin Pesulot. Mina Irusin Kesherot. We learned a similar case in our Mishnah. A case was where, let's say, you have a Kohen Gadol that made Kiddushin to an Almana. Now that Kiddushin really is an illegal Kiddushin, but the Kiddushin is Tofes. Now we said, let's say he consummated it into a Nisuin. Now once already the Kohen Gadol has a Bi'ah with his wife, so then, which is Isur to him, like an Almana, so she becomes a Halala, she becomes invalidated from eating Terumah. Not from him, and if she's a Bat Kohen, she cannot go back, let's say, to her father's house ever and eat Terumah. Once she becomes a Halala, she is permanently invalidated from Terumah. However, that same Mishnah said that let's say they made Kiddushin only. They didn't consummate it with a Bi'ah. And then let's say the Kohen Gadol died. Since it was only from the Kiddushin, the Mishnah says that what? She can go back home to her father's house, if she's a Bat Kohen, and eat the Terumah. So what do you see over here? It doesn't go after the Kiddushin. And the Kiddushin is nothing, because even though they made the Kiddushin, she's still legal. It seems it only goes after the Nisuin. So therefore, the Gemara says, we can solve this from our Mishnah. And I read it again. Tanitua, nitarmelu or nitgareshu. If let's say the Kohen Gadol either died and she became a widow from him or got divorced, mina Nisuin pesulot. Well, if it's on the Nisuin, there was a Bi'ah, she's pesulot in the Turma. Mina Irusin kesherot. But if it's from the Irusin, already kesherot. So therefore you see over here that it goes after the Nisuin. And therefore in this case over here, since bottom line at the time of the Nisuin, she was a bogeret, so therefore the kaorah is going to be invalidated. So comes again what Gemara says, Amar le, answers back, Leshavye halala lo kame ba'yali, debi'ahi demashviya halala. So listen, I have no question, vadai, when a kohen marries an isur to him, for sure the bi'ah is what makes halala. And therefore, at that point of the bi'ah, she becomes asur. And therefore, I'm not questioning. Of course, if let's say there was a bi'ah over here that was done normally outside of our case, which is, for example, by a girusha or by an almana, I have no safek. It's the bi'ah that makes the halala. But here in this question of bogeret, with a kiddushin, when she was a kitana, we have a different question because we have a problem with pisukim over here. What's the question? Ki kamibaya li, my question is like this. Vehu isha bibtuleha yikah. The pasuk says regarding a kohen gadol, he's limited, he can only take one type of wife. What type of wife is that? A bitula. Vehu isha bibtuleha yikah. Now the word yikah over here is vague. So the Gemara says, my kiha. What does it mean, kiha, that you take her? The kiddushin ba'inan? Does it mean a kiha of kiddushin? Which means so long as the kiddushin is legal, I don't care if the nisuin is not. Or kiha de nisuin ba'inan? Or does she have to be valid at the time of the nisuin? So the Gemara says, here we're dealing with pisukim. I need an interpretation how to learn the word kiha by a kohen gadol that takes a betula. It says he has to yikah. Well, what does yikah mean? Yikah meaning at kiddushin. Well, if you say at kiddushin, so she was considered a ne'ara at kiddushin. Therefore, she'd be okay. But if you tell me that you need it at the nisuin stage, she was not. Now, let's assume over here that a bogeret, when she gets older, and as she gets older, the betulin thin out. What is the betulin? The betulin are a membrane. It's a place where the blood collects by the lady. That's what makes her a betula. Now, as she matures, that betulin obviously gets smaller. So therefore, that's why the whole subject of a bogeret that becomes forbidden to a kohen gadol even is in a question. Because bagrut directly affects the betulin, just automatically, by the fact that she's aging. So therefore, the Gemara wants to know, v'hu isha b'betuleha yikah. You have to take a betula. Take a when? What is this yikah? Does the kiha mean so long as you took her when she was legal at the kiddushin stage? Or does it mean no? The yikah means you have to take her legal at the nisuin stage. So the Gemara says, oh, you want to answer that question? Well, answer it. Amarle, he told him. Actually, let's just read the top line in Ashi so we can read all the Ashi's here. Batar kiha de rusin azlina besharia. If you take her at the kiddushin stage, then she will be permissible. What do we say? Once you go to the nisuin stage, then already she's forbidden. So the Gemara says, "Amar le haname tanituha." If that's your question, we know that also from the Mishnah. Why? Ires et almana. You have a case of a regular kohen. Kohen hidyot. That married an almana. Kiddushin. It's legal. A kohen hidyot is allowed to marry an almana. Almana is only forbidden for Kohen Gadol. V'netmana liyot Kohen Gadol. Now all of a sudden, after he married, he made a kiddushin, they nominate him to be the Kohen Gadol. So now he's stuck. He has a wife over here that's not legal to him. You know what the Gemara says? Yichnos. Finish. Since he got her at the kiddushin state, and at the kiddushin state she was legal to him because he was only Kohen Gadol, so it's okay. So what do you see? It all goes at the kiddushin stage. So long as at the kiddushin stage it was legal, you could consummate. So therefore the same thing in our case over here, since she was a ketana or now at the kiddushin stage, that's when you locked her up. So therefore, even though she becomes a bogeret, continue to the suin. So she goes after the kiddushin. Gemara says no. Hatam dichtiv yikah isha. The reason why we allow, by the case of the fellow that was nominated to be the Kohen Gadol, why we say he can consummate his marriage, because we have an extra pasuk. A pasuk that says, Yikah Isha. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Dikhtiv, Shani Hatam, Dikhtiv Isha. Ki im betula me'amav yikah Isha. When the Torah talks about a Kohen Gadol, we have actually two pesukim. One pesuk says, "Vehu isha b'betuleha yikach," that he must take a betula. But we have a second pesuk that also tells us, "Ki im betula me'amav yikach isha." So the stupid scheme, the Gemara says that word Isha is extra. Vay Isha Kray Yitera, the pasuk is really extra. We know he has to take a betula. Who? Umine marbina nekama beperkin dim ires al mana veret mana kohen gadol yichnos. So there we have a special case to teach us that not only is it permissible, which he has to take a betula, but even if, let's say, he took a lady that was forbidden to him, and what happened, he was nominated as a Kohen Gadol, it's permissible. So therefore, don't bring me a proof from that case. That case, we clearly have a Gezerat Katuf to tell me, so long as at the time of the Kiddushin it was okay, he can be Konesa. But how do you know our case? We married a Ketana, this Kiddushin, and then she became a Bogeret at the time of Nisuin. Ah, you want to compare it to that case? That case, we have Gezerat Katuf. That's a special extra pasuk that includes it. So the Gemara says, "Hakanameketiv isha." So the Gemara says, "What do you mean? The same way you're telling me it's extra that you have the pasuk over here that's teaching me legabe a guy that was nominated to be the Kohen Gadol. So therefore, the pasuk is extra also to tell me what? Maybe to tell me the chiddush as well that when a Kohen Gadol marries a ketana and then he consummates it when she's able to get it, maybe it's coming to include that case as well. Would you want you to tell me to have an extra word over here? Maybe it's coming to include this case as well." So the Gemara says, "Achat velo shtayim." When you have an extra word, once, you can only include one case. So therefore, if I have one case to include, the Gemara says, I'm going to include the case to say it's legal only in the case where he was nominated to Kohen Gadol. But I'm not going to include the case where the lady herself matured. So the Gemara says, Umara ita. Which means, why? If you have an ability to include one case to make it legal, why did you choose the case of the Kohen Gadol being nominated and not include the case of the lady maturing? Gemara, I'll tell you the difference. Ha ishtane gufa, veha lo ishtane gufa. One, her body changed, and one, the body didn't change. Which means in the case of the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen Ejot married an almana. The lady was an almana. He was a Kohen Ejot. It was legal. She didn't change. She's still an almana. What changed over here? He changed. Which means now he got nominated to be a Kohen Gadol. In that case over there, technically the way we look at it, it's the same lady he was married to. And therefore, he was married to an almana legally, b'kiddushin, and a pasuk to come and tell you that what? That kim bitula yikach isha'at, which teaches me an extra news, to tell me as long as he caught her in the kiddushin stage, it's okay. But she ain't, and in the case of the girl, she changed, which means he caught her in kiddushin ketana. She's not the same lady now. Now already at the time of Nisuin, she's a Bogeret. It's a different lady. Which means we're not going to make a connection between the Nisuin and the Kiddushin. It's not like a flow. It's not just one long connection, which means you caught her with the Kiddushin. I caught her with the Kiddushin. She's a different lady. She's a Bogeret now. So therefore we're not going to come to include that case. So in conclusion, again, what I want to say, if the change was in the nomination of the Kohen on his side, it's legal so long as you're caught in the Kiddushin state. But if the change happens in the lady, no good. Which means you have to consummate in the Su'in when she's a Ketana or a Ne'ara. If you didn't consummate by that time, no good. It's going to be Isu. That's the Deen of the Gemara. Do speak out over here. Who had Deen if a Kohen Idiot married, let's say, Kiddushin, a Bogeret, which is legal to him, he's a Kohen Idiot, and then he was nominated to be a Kohen Gadol. So again, and then he made the Su'in, it's legal. Because again, she didn't change. The change was done in his promotion. So therefore, in those cases over there, that's the way you remember it. The Torah's only coming to include cases where she remained the same and he was promoted to Kohen Gadol. But if she changed, then already you have to consummate when she's legal. If you miss the time frame of her legality, it's not going to be legal. Comes the Mishnah and says, Kohen Gadol, lo yisa almana. Straightforward. Kohen Gadol should not marry an almana. Right? It's an asu isur min Torah. Ben almana min erusin, ben almana min nisuin. Which means, no matter how she was widowed, whether she was widowed from her first husband that was fully married to nisuin, or even if she was only widowed from kiddushin to the first husband, she is considered an almana that's forbidden to a Kohen Gadol. Velo yisa et abogeret. Correct. Which means if the first husband was only mikudash to this lady, and then he died, so therefore she's considered almana min kiddushin, she's forbidden to marry a Kohen Gadol as well. Velo yisat the bogeret, he's not allowed to marry a bogeret. We're going to see exactly why in our Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Makshirim Bebogeret. Also, because we have a Mahlok at Tanaim. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon come along and say, a Kohen Gadol can marry a Bogeret. Velo Yisa et Mukat Etz. What is a Mukat Etz? That's a lady that her betulin broke, not through a Bi'ah, but let's say something happened, a stick went into that spot, Mukat Etz, and broke the betulin. Doesn't matter. Or she fell or something like that, so the betulin is broken, not through a Bi'ah, doesn't matter. She's still forbidden to a Kohen Gadol. That's called a lady that is a Mukat Etz. Literally, she was damaged by a stick. Comes the Gemara now and analyzes Tanu Rabbanan Almana Lo Yikach. It's quote from Amishnah. Ben Almana min Erusim, Ben Almana min Nisuin. Peshita. Of course, it's Pashut. She's the one. The Mishnah tells us that a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana. It says Almana. Doesn't give a difference if it's from Nisuin or Erusin. Why does the Mishnah feel it necessary to speak this out? Maudetema lilaf Almana Almana mitamar. I would have thought to make a Gezirah Sheva. There was a story in the Torah of Tamar. Tamar was married to Er. That was the son of Yehuda. Er died. She then got married to Onan. And then Onan died. And therefore she became an Almanah. She was Almanah already twice over. Right? And the Pasuk says that Yehuda tells Tamar, Shevi Almanah. Which means, sit as an Almanah. Now what type of Almanah was she? She was Almanah min Nisuin. So therefore I would have thought to make a Gezirah Sheva. It says Almanah by Tamar. She was an Almanah from wedlock. And it says Almanah by Kohen Gadol. So I would have thought maybe only an Almanah from Nisuin. That's why I need the Mishnah to come and tell me, no, Ben Mina Nisuin, Ben Mina Erusin. So you don't think to make that Gezirah Sheva Almanah, Almanah from Tamar. Kamash Ma'lan. So the Gemara says, Ve'im Hachinameh. Who told you? Maybe you should make that Gezirah Sheva from Tamar. So the Gemara says, Dumya de Girusha. No, we want to compare an Almana to a Girusha that's also forbidden to Kohanim. Ma Girusha, Ben Mena Nisuin, Ben Mena Erusin, just like a Girusha, a divorcee. It doesn't matter where she was divorced from, which, at what stage, to the first husband, whether it was Mena Nisuin from full-fledged marriage or even from the Kiddushin, Af Almana, Ben Mena Erusin, Ben Min HaNisuin. Now, we know for sure by a Girusha, there's no difference. Because there's no half a minute to think there should be a difference if she's Girusha min Erusin or Nisuin. We don't have any Gezirah Sheva by Almanat or Girusha. So therefore, for sure, since by Girusha it's Ben Nisuin, so to Almanah as well. That's why we do not learn the Gezirah Sheva. But I needed the Mishnah to speak it out, because you would have thought that maybe to learn the Gezirah Sheva. Come on, Shuan, you don't. Who says maybe you do? No, we have Girusha to teach us the Girusha, Ben Nisuin, Ben Nisuin. So to an Almanah as well. Comes the Gemara continues. Velo Yisata Bogeret. Now we get into the subject. The Kohen Gadol is not to marry a Bogeret. That's a lady already that mature. Taru Rabbanan. We have a Braita. It says in the Torah by Kohen Gadol, Vehu Isha Bibtuleha Yikach. That right, a lady has to, the Kohen Gadol has to take a Betula. Prat Le Bogeret Shekalula Betuleha. It's coming to exclude a bogeret that her betulin have diminished. Devrei Rabbi Meir. So from the word betuleha, what type of lady? She's got to be a betula. What type of betula? That she has full betulin, as the Gemara is going to say. A bogeret, well, she might have some betulin left. It's not considered full betulin because it has thinned out, and therefore according to Rabbi Meir, unless she's full-fledged betula, now not to take her. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Comes again and says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, makshirim bebogeret. They come along and say no, even if it's thinned out a little, so long as there's some betulin left, even miksat betulin, you're allowed to take us. So what is this mahlukat based on? Bimai kamipalge. What is the basis of this mahlukat in the Tanaim? Rabbi Meir Sabar. Rabbi Meir holds like this. Betula afilu miksat betulin mashma. Betuleha adiika kola betulim. Now, we have two pesukim over here. One pesuk calls, says he has to take a betula. Vu isha. Well, so it says, ki'im betula be'amav yikah isha. So you have to take a betula. And one pasuk says, Bibtuleha yikah. So you have two pasukim that talk about the Kohen Gadol's obligation to marry a betula. So the Bimir understands it like this. If the pasuk would have just said betula in one of the pasukim, betula means any level of betunin, which means even if it's thinned out, which would even say even if she's a bogeret, so long as she's somewhat of a betula, she's okay.
Right.
Comes the second pasuk betuleha, and comes along and says, no, that's not enough. Betuleha, it's got to be her betulin, meaning full betulin. So betuleha defines betula. If it just would have said betula, I would have said even a bogeret. Betuleha comes along and says, no, it's got to be full-fledged.
Right.
And therefore, bogeret is no good. Comes the Gemara and says, bibtuleha. Now, the pasuk says, vihu isha bibtuleha. There's an extra bit over there.
Right?
It should have said bituleha. Might say bibtuleha. What's that extra bit? So he says, bibtuleha bichidarka in. Which means, what takes away betulin according to Rabbi Meir Dafka if she had a bi'ah, a relation, kedarka?
Regular way.
In the normal way, the regular way. However, if she had a bi'ah, shelo kedarka, means the reverse way, mishkeve isha, so then already, she's not considered to have lost betulin. Now, it's obvious, a lady is not going to lose a bitulin from a bi'ah shelo kedarka. The point is, she's not considered a bi'ula, which means we want her to be a bitula in two senses. Number one, a bitula where the bitulin is still there, but also we don't want her to have had relations.
Right.
Which means the relations is also going to take away from her status to marry a Kohen Gadol.
Right.
So the Gemara is telling us, according to the Bimi'iv, you should know that if she had a bi'ah shelo kedarka, that does not invalidate her to a Kohen Gadol. So the bit is coming to say, Davka bi'ah kedarka, but bi'ah shelo kedarka, she's valid. Now, we must understand the dynamics of this derasha. The way to be Meir excludes cases and includes cases. To appreciate that, we have to read Rashi, Dibura Matril Betula. This is all in the Bimi'ir Shita. Betula. Iyaba ketiv betula yikah. So I would say, miksat betulin mashma. Even if she's partial betula, v'ava mishtere bogeret. And I would say bogeret is permissible. Hashta dekiv betuleha. Mitzera bogeret emashon ba'inan kol betuleha. It's mother, you need all the betulin. Now, bibtuleha, Rashi. Bet yetera. Demashma hachi, it's much like this, limidrash, bimkom betuleha. Bibtuleha, bimkom betuleha. That's bi'ah, kedarka, da'anu kedarka. Im nib'ala, nifsela likoen gadol. Aval bib'ila, shelo kedarka. Lo, dilemesar bi'ula, shelo kedarka, leka lememar mehaikera. ולמדרש עד שיהיו כל בתוליה קיימים ואפילו שלא כדרכה כדשיר עליה לבד רבי אלעזר, which means we're going to see an opinion later that רבי אלעזר is going to say any type of בעילה is going to אוסר בין כדרכה בין שלא כדרכה. רבי מיר says I don't subscribe to that. I say הביעה שלא כדרכה will be okay. Why? So she explains the logic. He says כיוון דבתולה ממעט בוגרת, which is once already we said that a bogeret is out, כל שכן בעולה שלא כדרכה, which means according to the Bimi'ir, logically speaking, if you tell me a bogeret is illegal, there's not even a bi'ah by a bogeret, and she's still legal, כל שכן where there was a bi'ah שלא כדרכה, we should say what? She's also illegal. That's why ilkaki atakra. So the pasuk of bibtuleha is coming to include, because she's excluded already. So then we have to know the direction of the derasha of bibtuleha. Bibtuleha must be coming to include something, which means if you're going to tell me without the word bibtuleha, without the extra bit, once already you're going to be me to tell me a bogeret is asura. If a bogeret asura, there wasn't even a bi'ah over here. You tell me bogeret asura because the bibtulin thinned out. Kol shekin in a bi'ah, shelo kedarka is going to be asur. Okay, good. So already without anything else, I would say שלא כדרכה, אסורה. Oh, comes the extra word, בבתוליה. It's coming to say, דווקא בדרך בתולין. Which means דווקא there. But what? Come and take out the שלא כדרכה. Really, she is going to be legal. So that's שיטת רבי מאיר. It's really working with three components here. בתולה, בתוליה, בבתוליה. Okay? בתולה, again, would be משמע. That even miksat bitulin, which means Mixapli would be okay. That means Bulgaria would be okay. That's why Betuleha Kazlonga says no. It's got to be full Betuli. That's why Bulgaria is out. Oh, once you tell me Bulgaria is out, I would automatically assume Shelo Kedarka is out. That's why the bet comes and tells me no. Shelo Kedarka is in. Stavka Bederech Betulin. That's Shita to be Meir. Now we go further to get the other Shita. Comes the other Shita and says, Rabbi Elazar, first one on the line. Rabbi Shimon Savre Betula Betula Shelema Mashma. Now he goes the exact opposite. He says on the word Betula, it's Mashma complete Betulin. Which means if you just had the word Betula, I would say that why she's got to be young. She's got to be in the Ara or Kitana with a full Betulina there. Betuleha. You know what the word Betuleha comes and tells me? It minimizes. Ma'afilu mixat Betulin. So therefore, according to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, that comes and tells me even a Bogeret is okay. Betuleha. What does the bet come along and say? Ad you call Betuleha Kayamin. Ben Bechtarka, Ben Shelokedarka. However, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon come and say, doesn't matter what type of biyah was. The bet is coming to say she's Asura in both ways. Ben Kedarka, Ben Shelokedarka. Let's read Rashi. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Savri. Iava keti Betula. If I just would have said the word Betula, Shelema Mashma. Umitzera bogeret. Hashta dekti betuleha. Afilu miksat betulin mashma lerabot bogeret. Bibtuleha bet yetera mashma. Shetehe bibtuleha shelo avda mem klum. Which means she didn't lose her betulin in any context. Not physically and not, through ABA. Ayede be'ila ben kedarka ben shelo kedarka. Dekevan detrabai bogeret lehetera. Again, we have to go follow the direction of his rashot. Once already you're telling me, according to Bogeret, is permissible. So therefore, I would tell me, once Bogeret is permissible, maybe even Shelo Kedarka is permissible. Therefore, I have to go and say, no, the bet is coming to say, exclude. Not everything is permissible, just because we're Matir Bogeret, don't think we're Matir also Bi'ah Shelo Kedarka. No, Bi'ah Shelo Kedarka is going to be Asura. So actually, each Shita, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Elazar, and Shimon, each one has a Humrah, and a kula, which is whereas Rabbi Meir is being mahmir in the sense that what? That a bogeret is asura, he's lenient that a shelo kedarka is not going to posel. Whereas according to Rabbi Elazar and Shimon, they come along and say bogeret is muteret. However, a shelo kedarka is going to be posel. So each one has a chumrah and a kula. Comes the Gemara and continues and says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Niv'ela shelo kedarka. Pesula lekehuna, which means a lady that had a bi'ah shelo kedarka is pesula lekehuna. Now we understand this over here. If we're discussing a bi'ah shelo kedarka, so we're assuming that discussion over here is the gabe kohen gadol, and therefore what? The gabe kohen gadol, if you have a bi'ah shelo kedarka, so therefore it's going to be forbidden. Right? That's what the Biuda, the name of Rav, is saying. Rashi, Pesula lekehuna. Should we read Rashi for a second? I want to take questions. Pesula lekehuna lekohen gadol. Shemitzuve ala betula. Aval lehidyot. But legabe kohen idyot, Rashi says, afilu kedarka keshera. Oh, now you're going to ask a question. What do you mean? If a guy goes with a lady, kedarka, how can she be permissible to a kohen idyot? Doesn't she become what's called a zona? And we know zona is forbidden even to a kohen idiot. She says, "Ve'en zona ela hanivelet leisur la," which we have a klal. Zona is only a relation on a lady that was forbidden to you. For example, one of the arayot, which means a guy went with his sister, a guy went with his mother. You know, that makes znut or eshet ish. Masheikin, these are panui and piruya. These are stam, a single guy, single girl. Legally, they could have got married. Mm-hmm. What did they do? They went to znut. So therefore, that does not make a zonata posel a kohen hidyot. Mm-hmm. Oh, but such a bi'ah shelo kedarka, according to the Bidam Arab, is going to posel a kohen gadol to a kohen gadol, because now they don't have a legal, they don't have a din of a betula. So that's like one of the shitot that we said above, that even a Bi'ah Shelo Kedarka is posel. The Quran says, Mativ Rava. Rava asked the question on this deen. So you just told me now, Rav Yehuda, the name of Rav, that Rabbi Ashi lo kedarka is pesulah to a kohen gadol, which that already takes away from the din of betulah, which is considered now tainted on the Rabbi Ashi lo kedarka. It means considered a bi'a. So the Gemara has a question. It says velo tiye leisha. What are we talking about over here? You have a case where a person rapes a na'ara betulah. Okay, now the law is that after he rapes her, the Torah says he has to marry her. Mm-hmm. Now the logic of this law is, because now she's tainted, she has a defect, who's going to want to marry her? Nice. And therefore, who's going to support her? So therefore, the Torah puts a knas on the madness, now you're stuck with her. What do you mean stuck with her? Now you have to pay her support and make sure that she's taken care of. So the Gemara says, ve'lo tihye li'isha. Right to him, she will be his wife. So it says, "Beisha reuyalo." That's only talking about a case where she's legitimate to him, which means he can marry her, which means there's no isur. Prat la almana le kohen gadol girusha v'halutza le kohen ejot. It's coming to exclude a case. Let's say kohen gadol raped an almana. So now you can't tell me, oh, he has to marry her. He can't marry her. Kohen Gadol cannot marry a almana. So prat to Kohen Gadol to almana. Yeah, he did that. It's Kohen Gadol did it to the almana. He raped her. So now the Torah says, v'lo tiyel isha. Only if it's legal. This is not legal. As she says, prat to almana. Mina irusin. Okay, she was almana, let's say mina irusin. Ve'zeh me'anes Kohen Gadol. The me'anes was a Kohen Gadol. Or girusha or halotza mina irusin. Or she was a girusha or halotza mina irusin. He im kohen ejotu, right? And he's a kohen ejot. Either case, the case has to be mina erusin, because that's when you have the case of na'arame or rasa, right. that was meunat. That's the case of it has to be mina erusin. So the Gemara says hechidame. What's the case over here? Ilema, meaning this piat ones of the kohen gadol. What happened? Ilema bichdarka. If you're telling me what that the bi'a was a bi'a kedarka, normal bi'a, my iriya mishum almana. What do you have to tell me that the alman has the problem? Mishum finished. She's a be'ula. She lost her betulin. You didn't have to come into a case of almana. You couldn't even take a case of a regular lady.
Yep.
That he went with us. Finished. She's not a betula anymore. She's asur. Kohen gadol. You didn't have to. It's overkill, the almana. You don't got to get to the almana case. Just say she was be'ula. Ela. You know what the case must be? Ela lav shelo kedarka. Oh, must be the guy raped her, Kohen gadol. Shelo kedarka. And what do you see? The shelo kedarka is nothing. And therefore, mishum almana in mishum be'ula lo. Which means that obviously the bi'ah shelo kedarka is not osir. Because that's why the Gemara to give the case that she's an almana as well. Mm-hmm. The bi'ah shelo kedarka will not take away from the betula. And therefore, but since she's an almana, that's why we have the problem of he cannot consummate. So therefore, it's a question. How did you say Rav Yehuda Amar Rav? That if you have a bi'ah shelo kedarka, she's asurat the kohen gadol. You see from this case, not. Gemara says, "Hamani, Rabbi Meiri," which means this bright that you're quoting me. It's going to Rabbi Meir. That what? The Rabbi Meir clearly held that when it comes to a bi'ah shelokedarka, it's not posela. So therefore, they don't bring me a question from this bright. That's shitat Rabbi Meir. Verav de Amar ki Rabbi Elazar, and Rav that said it is posela. Yep. He has a tanah to support him. Who's that? Rabbi Elazar that said Rabbi Ashi lo kedarka really is Osir, it's posela. So therefore it's mahlokat tanaim. So you bring me a braita? The braita is a bimir. Rav is not going like Rabbi Meir. Rav is going like Rabbi Elazar. Look at Rashi top line. Hamani Rabbi Meir. The Amar betulea ad shi yukol betulea kayamin. Prat the bogeret. Va'aita la bibtulea. What was the bet of bibtulea? Lemeute be'ula. Shelo kedarka ad shariya. Ve'rav the Amar pesula. Ke Rabbi Elazar. The amal el betulah miksat betulim lerbuye bogeret includes bogeret okay. That betulah so is the bet of betulah coming to the muute beulah shalok kedarka. So comes the governor and says can't be. I kerabbi el azar. If Rav is subscribing to Rabbi el azar, my iriya mishum beulah. What did you have to come on and say that the reason why it's a problem? It's because be'ula. Right? You tell me a bi'ash lo kedarka. You tell me the problem is because the bi'ash lo kedarka is considered as be'ula. Therefore, it's illegal. You don't got to go that far. Tipuk le dehav yale zona. Which means once already she has a bi'ah like this, that's going to make her a zona, meaning should be asura even to kohen hediot. Why? Da'a amar bil azar panui haba ala pinuya shelo leshem ishut. Even a regular single person that goes with a single girl, they were permissible to each other. They have to be al leshem znut asa'a zona. It makes her a zona. So therefore, you didn't have to come along and hit it from the aspect of a piashlo kedarkas posel kohen gadol. Once already a person has a bi'ah like this, so already even if it was two people that are permissible to each other, let's say, she becomes an automatic zona because it's a bi'ah, and therefore she's prohibited even to a kohen hidyot. Right? Which means according to Rav's statement was legabe kohen gadol. What are you saying Kohen Gadol for over here? Which is, again, now you're locking me in, you hold like to be Al-Hazar. Now, once you tell me you hold like to be Al-Hazar, we know to be Al-Hazar Shita. Znut is very easy to become Zona. Zona, even on a regular Panoi in the Pinuya, there's a Bi'ava there, she becomes a Zona, even Pasura to Kohen Ejot. So why don't you tell me over here? You tell me, a guy goes, and there's a Bi'ah, Shelo Kedarka, she becomes a Pisula to Kohen Gadol. Hello? She becomes Pisula even to a Kohen Ejot. She's considered already a zona. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yosef kegon shenibeela lebehema." The case is talking about where she had bi'ah with a behema. Dehata mishum be'ula ika. It makes her a be'ula to posel to kohen gadol mishum zona leka, but it doesn't make her a zona. Which is snoot according to this gemara, as much can only come from a person. So then, what was the case? The lady went and had a bi'ah shelo kedarka with the behema. Is she a zona? No, she's not a zona. But what? It's enough of a bi'ah to posel on the gabe kohen gadol. Therefore, she's permissible technically at this point to a kohen idiot. So comes again what Aaron says. Amar le Abaye. So Abaye does not accept such an answer. Mimma nafshach. I be'ula havya zona name havya. Vi zona lo havya. Be'ula name lo havya. Which means, Abaye, you can't split it. If you tell me she's a be'ula by this animal, and you're being posela to a kohen gadol, if it's a bi'ah, then she's a zona. If it's not considered a bi'ah, then she's not a zona. Which means they go hand in hand. You can't tell me, well, she's a be'ula, but it's not znut. Listen, if the bi'ah, you're considering it legal, if it's legal enough to posela from a kohen gadol, so there's a be'ula over here. So be'ula, znut. So therefore, he cannot accept such an answer. So therefore, we're back to the question, the Chaura. Why did you have to tell me it's a bi'ah shelo kedarkas only posel gabe kehuna geuna gedola? The Chaura snoot. She should be posel even to a kohen idiot. And don't answer me behema, because I tell you behema makes her a zona as well. So the Gemara says, look at Rashi. Izona lo havya imken lav bi'ahi, which means it wouldn't be a bi'ah v'afil kohen gadol tishtiri. That's the other side. Which is, if you're telling me she's not a zona, so then already that means the bi'ah is not a bi'ah. She should even be permissible to the kohen gadol. So it works hand in hand both sides. Either you should be considerate a zona, she should be asluth even a kohen idiot, or consider it nothing, it should be permissible even to a kohen gadol. So the Gemara says, "Vechitema, maybe you're going to tell me, midi de'avya amukat etz. Maybe you're going to come and tell me that what? It's similar to mukat etz shelo kedarka." Rashi, midi de'avya amukat etz. De'har bil azar kama b'manitin. If you remember, bil azar shita was in the Mishnah, lo yisa et mukat etz. But he said a lady that's a mukat etz is no good. The tiv'el memar da'afil b'mukat etz shelo kedarka pesula. which means maybe the Hiddush is coming to tell me like this. The psul for the Kohen Gadol over here is she's like a mukat etz, which is what she has to be ashelo kedarka, which is when something went over there, so therefore it makes her like a mukat etz, and therefore mukat etz shelo kedarka, and therefore she has a psul to the Kohen Gadol, which means like this, just like a lady that a betulin went out because an etz went in that place. So the Hiddush of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Rav's statement is not only if the etz, let's say, went into that place, but even if it went shelo kedarka, that's considered already enough of mukat etz to posel her from Kohen Gadol, right? Even shelo kedarka, that's the Hiddush over here. Which means like this, even if you want to tell me the bi'ah, the behemah is not considered a bi'ah, we're not going with bi'ah over here. It's not a bi'ah. And therefore it's not a bi'ah, it's not znut. But what? The animal did something. It's not worse than a stick going shalok and darka and rendering up pisula. So just like a stick can render up pisula. So to a behemah is not worse. She's the behemah did something over there.
Right.
You want to call it a bi'ah, it's not a bi'ah. Znut, it's not znut. But it's not worse than a stick that goes shelo kedarkan, and the bila azal shitato holds, a mukat etz is considered pesula. So it's chadush of here is you should know even a mukat etz shelo kedarka will posel her. That's his chadush. Kabbalah says impossible. Imken, en necha isha shekeshera lekeuna. You'll never find a lady that's kosher to marry Kohen Gadol. Why? Shelo naasit mukat etz ayedet tsror. In the olden days, when they used to go to the bathroom and they used to clean themselves, how did they clean themselves? With a rock. Stones. Where did they put the rock? A stone. In the place of shelo kedarka. So you're going to tell me what? Anything that goes shelo kedarka, any penetration of shelo kedarka is already posel. Finished. Every lady's pesulah kohen now. She didn't go to the bathroom once. She didn't clean herself once. Finished. She's pesulah already.
Wow.
So you can't explain like that that the deen is that a mukat'ayat shelo kedarka already is pesul. You're not going to find one lady that's permissible. Look at Rashi. So the Gemara says, so we're back to the question. What's the case over here of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav? Why are you telling me she's only pesulat to Kohanim Gedolim? Because she's a zona. Elamar Bizera Dememaenet. Oh, we have a special case of mi'un. Now let's just review the case of mi'un and then we'll apply it to our scenario over here. Minat Torah. A father has a right to marry off his daughter when she is a ketana.
No.
Which means the father comes along and makes the marriage. That kiddushin is kiddushin de'oraita. If she wants to get out of that marriage, she needs what's called a get de'oraita. That's the Torah's privilege, that the privilege goes to the father to marry off his daughter. However, let's say she's a yitomah, which means she doesn't have a father. Hakamim were concerned that this girl over here now, she's going to not be married, and she's going to get into trouble. So therefore the Hakamim gave a power to the mother or the brother of this girl to marry her off when she's a ketana. But that kiddushin is only midrabanan. Midrabanan, the power of the ketana is only given to the father, not to the mother or the brother. But midrabanan, they have a power. Nafkamina, that if she gets married, this kiddushin is only kiddushin de rabbanan, and she has a right, as long as she's still a ketana, to make what's called the mi'un. Mi'un is she could say, I don't want this guy, a refusal. That's already like a get mit rabbanan. That's the way she can get out of this marriage over here, by calling it a refusal. Now, what happens really has to be ketana to make the refusal. Now, what the refusal really does is, it breaks the kiddushin retroactively. It's like there's nothing ever happened over here. So it actually turns the bi'ah that this guy had with this girl into bi'ah znut. Because really they weren't married retroactively, because she's able to make a mi'un. So we're discussing a scenario over here of a case that happened by mi'un. Rashi now gives us the details. Rashi says, "Ela amar bizera mashkachata lehaydirav alibad Rabbi Elazar." Which is, we want to explain it according to Rabbi Elazar that what the bi'ashelo kedarka is a problem. But what's the case? But we have a problem because if bi'ashelo kedarka is like Rabbi Elazar, you also have to subscribe to his opinion that says a panuy and a pinuya makes znut. So therefore, if it makes no tichala, it should be asur to kohen ajot as well. Says now, you know what the case is? Tahavya be'ula velo zona velo almana velo girusha. We're going to make a case where she's only a be'ula.
Yeah.
She's nothing else. She's not a zona. She's not an almana. She's not a girusha. So therefore, the only thing that's osering at the kohen gadol is because she's a be'ula. What's the case? So it says like this: beketana yitoma. She was a minor. Ketana, yetoma, orphan. Haniset lebaal, the mother of the brother married her off to the husband. Ubaala shelo kedarka. The husband had relations with a shelo kedarka. Fine. So now she has a shelo kedarka. Umi anabo. And then already she made a refusal on the guy. The end can psul zenut. You can't call it really znut, because bottom line, when the biash shelo kedarka took place, they were married. So therefore, at the time it happened, really, it's considered a bi'ah, a legal bi'ah. Ve'almanut ve'girushin, no, she's not considered an almana either, this lady. Nor is she considered a girusha. A mi'un is not considered a girushim in the Torah. And therefore, v'ashmina nav di'esh kamsud be'ola l'kohen gadol. So we narrowed down a case over here of a case where a lady is only a bi'ula. She has no other psulina. No znut over here, because technically they were married at the time that the bi'ah happened. There's no almanash, another one died over here, and even girusha, because miun is not considered girusha. So why is she forbidden to the Kohen Gadol? Because of one reason. Bi'ah shelo kedarka is posel le Kohen Gadol. Could this lady marry Kohen Hediot? Most certainly. Because bi'ah shelo kedarka is not posel by Kohen Hediot. Zona, she's not a zona. Why is she not a zona? Because technically they were married. You see, we were hung up, because the chavra, once already there's a bi'ah, it's nut. So we're giving a case over here, we can have a bi'ah that's not znut. Oh, but she's married. No, she made a mi'un. So definitely we can discuss that. But she's a girusha then. No, she's not a girusha either. Because she was a ketanah, therefore there's no girusha and girushin by ketanah. There was mi'un. So we solved, well basically we were trying to figure out, give me a case where you narrow down where the only psul in this lady is bi'ula shelo kedarka. No other outside factors. We solved the case by saying the case is a case dafka of a ketana that made a mi'un. Continues Amar Avshimi Barhiya. Niv'ila lebehema. If a lady had the bi'ila to a behema, kishira lekehuna. That she says, afilu lekohen gadol, demukat etz be'almahi. Which means we had a shita in the Mishnah that says mukat etz is permissible. In the Chinam, according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, they will say mukat etz. But other people are matir. So therefore, if a lady went with a behema, worst scenario, she became a mukat etz. Because it's not considered a bi'ila. So the one that says mukat etz is permissible by a kohen gadol, so therefore bi'ila to a behema, it's not considered a bi'ah. Worst comes to worst, so something went in there. Tell if it's mukat etz. Mukat etz is permissible. Yes. Tanya Nemechem of a bright to support this. Nib'ila limisha eno ish. She had bi'ah to a non-human, or an animal. Afalpisha biskila. Now even though technically the deen is if a person cohabitates with an animal, you have to give a sekila. If there was witnesses and a warning, the punishment is the sekila. However, kishirah the kiwna. But she's still kishirah. If there was no witnesses and a warning, she's kishirah the kiwna. She's a mukat etz at worst. Therefore, she's permissible the kiwna. Ki atar avdimi. When avdimi came, Amar, he said, ma'ase biriba achat behitlo. There was a certain story of a girl in a place called Hitlo. It's the name of a place. Shehaita mechabedet etabayit. She was sweeping the house. Ve'ravaa kelev kofri me'achareha, which means there was a certain type of dog. They call it a kelev kofri. That she says kelavim gedolim, right? They're big dogs. Shesadin behem hayot. They use them to trap animals. In any event, it had a relation with this girl me'achareha. That she says shelo kedarka. That was a bi'ah shelo kedarka, di'i kedarka lo gar'a memukat etz. Now what happened over here? V'kshira Rabbi lekehuna. And Rabbi said, she's permissible to go to the kehuna. Now that she says over here, it's dafka me'achareha shelo kedarka, di'i kedarka lo gar'a memukat etz. Because this shita is holding mukat etz really would be forbidden. But therefore, if it was a bi'ah shelo kedarka, so even though you want to say an animal's bi'ah is not a bi'ah, but she's mukat etz. Mm-hmm. But she lo kedarka, we don't even consider it a mukata etz. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel went even further. He said, Ul Kohen Gadol. Wow. He said, now you matira tere keuna, but even to Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Kohen Gadol? Bimer Rabbi Kohen Gadol mihava? The story happened at the time of Rabbi. Rabbi was ready after the Churban Bet HaMikdash. When there was no Kohanim Gedolim over there. So what she was saying, she's mutar even to a Kohen Gadol. What Kohen Gadol? And she says, Rabbi lahar Churban HaBayit haya kama dorot. Shu sof HaTanaim. Umibay Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai Harev HaBayit. Which is Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai was one of the earlier Tanaim. And the Bet HaMikdash was destroyed in his time, Ditnam. Mishahara Bet HaMikdash, Shetkin Ben Yohanan ben Zakkai. It means he was around at the time of the Churban. And Rabbi was much later. So therefore, when you tell me Shmuel, you should know that he was matira even to Kohen Gadol. What Kohen Gadol? There was no Kohen Gadol. Ela reuya le Kohen Gadol. That's what it means to say. She's reuya, why? Because it's bi'ash lo kedarka. Bi'ash lo kedarka, if an animal is not considered bi'ash, it's not even considered mukata'etz, because it's not in the makom. And therefore, she's still considered a betula. Amar le rava. Mefarkin. Some change that to mefarz. Farzika. It's the name of a place. L'Rav Ashe mina ha milta da'amu rabbanan. How do the rabbis know this statement that says in znut lebehema? Right, that a lady goes with a behema, that's not considered znut. It doesn't make her a znuna. How do they know this principle in znut lebehema? So the Gemara says they know it from pisukim. Which means you have to know that if a person goes with a behemah, vaday is onesh sekila. I'll point that out again. We're just discussing over here, does it make the person a zona? Nafkamina, kehuna, and things like this. But vaday, both the animal and both the person, the perpetrator, of course, gets sekila. Which means, for example, we want to know, for example, an ishit ish. That went with an animal. Is that considered adultery? No, it's not considered znut. When a person goes, but now when an animal ends znut, so the Gemara was, how do you know this principle? So the Gemara says, because we have a pasuk. Lo tavi etnan zona umhir kelef. This is a law by korbanot. One is not allowed to bring as a korban something that's called an etnan zona. Etnan zona means the payment for services of a zona. Guy goes to the zona and he comes along and he gives her a teleh, and he gives her a sheep. That sheep was used to pay for a zona. Torah says you cannot bring that as a korban in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, that's itnan zona. Umhir kelev. What is mihir kelev? If a person trades an animal for a dog, it's not mihir kelev, which means he comes along and says he has a sheep. The guy has a dog. He goes, you know what? Here's my sheep. Give me the dog. This sheep was involved in a transaction with a dog. So the Torah says this sheep is also forbidden as a korban. One is etnan zona, and the other one is mehir kelev. So comes the Gemara and says, utnan. We have a Mishnah. Etnan kelev. That's payment for a dog. Umehir zona and switching for a zona mutarim. What is the case? Rashi etnan kelev. Shimamar adam lezona. A guy tells a zona, helach tleze, take this sheep vehebaali lekalbi, and have relations with my dog. That's a case of etnan kelev. Umehir zona, what's the case of mehir zona? Shehadif zona betale, which means you switch the zona with a tale. What's the case? A guy has a zona as a shifha. He has a shifha, he has a maidservant, it happens to be a zona also. So he comes along and sells her to somebody else, and he gets a tle instead. This is called now a mehir zona. You switch the zona for a tle. Now she says, mehir zona, she'alif zona betale mutarim lemizbayah. Both these cases, the animals mutar lemizbayah. Oh, umedishari etnan kelev alma lav znut. Very good. Which means, what's the reason why when a person pays a tle for znut, why is this animal forbidden on mizbayah? Because this animal over here was a payment for znut. Therefore, it's a toivat to go on the mizbeah. Oh, but in the case of here where it was a etnan kelev, where you paid the zona a tle to go with the kelev, so obviously it's like a sin znut. So therefore that animal can go on the mizbeah. So what do you say over here? In znut lebehema. Because if going with the dog would be considered znut, etnan kelev would be forbidden as well. The payment that you paid is not to go with the kelev would be forbidden as well. So that's the daya. That only question is, how do you know it's not forbidden? So the Gemara says, Shine'emar gam shinehim. If the Torah tells us the isud of etnan zona, that's the payment of a zona, and mechir kelev, the language of the pasuk is lo tavi etnan zona mechir kelev bet Hashem Elohecha lechon neder ki to'avat Hashem Elohecha gam shinehim. Means both these cases are abominable. Shinaim velo arba'a. The fact that it had to go out of his, we know we can count. It's two cases. Why does the pasuk have to come along and say gam shinehim? It's to come and teach you that what? Only two cases are asur, but the other two are going to be permissible. Proof positive that what? In znut lebehema. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen.